navy and white, rugged old t-shirt.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
You wouldn't believe what's just happening here. I'll just turn that off.
Well, you look like Johnny. So you look like the cat. Something the cat's just dragged in. You've got what? Fawn socks, navy and white shoes, pair of shorts, and a rugged old t-shirt. Why don't you get someone in to do your ironing?
Now, first of all,
you've washed that shirt, have you?
First of all, Don. People are getting...
sick of the fact that I'm not talking into the microphone? Or I don't come prepared? What is it today, Johnny? You're on a roll?
You hit it on the head the first up. They are getting frustrated, annoyed.
Are they really? And is this all on social media, Johnny?
Up and about today.
I know I am. I am on opiates. Painkillers. Do you know they're addictive? You tried them? It's a bit like when we used to play football. Remember, we'd fake the pain. We'd ask for a little bit more morphine.
So, what I was going to say, Don, before you started all that is people are getting frustrated and sort of annoyed that I keep mentioning about the microphone. So I'm not going to, Don, I'm not going to mention at all today that you're not speaking into the microphone, or if you're not, if you don't want to do that properly, then people can either try and hear you or not hear you, but I'm not mentioning it again. Mm. Now, Mick here from
MichaelChristianMenswear.com.au.
So I get in here today, Don, and suddenly Mick's come in bearing gifts. He's got cakes and stuff, and there's a note written on it to Sam from the Ayatollah. I presume that's
well,
his
I've
business.
Got one from Flick. I've got half a fruitcake from Flick.
Yeah. Well, how apt that you're getting a fruitcake.
What do you mean?
Well, because you are. It's just never ending. So, as we speak, could I just tell you, Don's now reading the text that he's got. He's not interested in anything. So, Mick's brought in some fruitcake.
Boiled fruitcake, Sam.
Boiled fruitcake. How yes. Vile.
Made in the old-fashioned way.
So, oh, really?
So I get in here
the
today.
John,
Michael's talking. Tell me, Michael, about the old-fashioned way.
Well, the old-fashioned way is the best, isn't it?
So I get in here today and Don started, I think he's buttonholed Mick to make him a suit. I get in here and Mick's come in here, MichaelChristianMenswear.com. He's brought a tape measure in and I'm sitting here waiting to start the podcast and Mick's running a tape over Don's body. He's measured him and Don's obviously
I'm
put it on him.
About Michael.
Don's obviously put it on him. Could he give him a suit or something? What are you getting a suit from Mick for?
Well, I just thought if I do happen to get, I don't wear suits, but I thought a nice navy double vented suit would look nice, a little bit long in the coat, tape it at the waist. What do you think, navy?
Jesus,
what do you mean? Don't use our Lord's name in vain.
How weird are you? Well, you don't wear suits, but you thought a double.
If I had one.
If you don't wear suits, why do you want Mick to come in here with a tape measure?
Well, you never know when you do go to a function.
I presume you'd want him to give it to you, do you?
No, not at all.
I didn't hear you discuss price with it. He just...
Well...
You said, I thought you might have one in stock, as if he'll have a double vented... Well, the way
he's got a factory full of suits.
Yeah, he'd have exactly what you wanted.
Well,
I
don't know what he's got.
Long in the coat, navy suit to fit you, would he?
Well... He knows exactly what I mean.
Anyhow, Don, so Mick has come in with the tape measure. How much was he going to let it go for? Or had you discussed price?
We haven't discussed price.
Always negotiable, Sam.
Yeah, what would you let a suit go for? Because Don's about after this. This is why we've started this early. Not that anyone would know we've started the podcast early, because it gets downloaded or uploaded.
Listen, somebody just sent me a thing, Danny Laidley. Do you think Danny Laidley's had a bit of work done? Have a look at that.
Dean Laidley.
Danny.
No, I'm just saying to you, we're not dead naming him, but in case people are wondering who you're talking about,
Danny Laidley. Danny Laidley. They all should know who we're talking about.
Well, a hell of a lot of people wouldn't know who you're talking about. We're talking about a...
Where'd you get that coffee?
What?
It's not real flash, that coffee. A little stronger.
We're talking about the ex-North Melbourne coach who was Dean Laidley has now become Danny Laidley. He's transgendered.
Not really.
No, he hasn't. What is he?
Well, that's a...
Go on.
No, I don't know. Sorry.
I noticed your girl was on Beach Road today.
Yeah, God. She was sleeping beside the... on the side. She
on the right-hand side, yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't on the footpath, but a friend went roller skating on the weekend and she was right across the footpath, which didn't allow the roller skaters to kind of flow through unimpeded.
I had a friend go down there at 4:30 this morning, got it on video, and she wasn't there.
Well, she's around to the right-hand side
today.
She wasn't
where she normally is.
She moves.
She was on a fully blown mattress.
Across the footpath so the rollerbladers couldn't go down.
Well, that's right. No, not rollerbladers. This was on, roller skates. Remember the old roller skates, four wheels?
Oh, all right. Sorry, Don. There were people roller skating and rollerblading and inline skates, whatever. They couldn't go down the footpath because... Why? Why is it allowed to go on?
Why don't you draw attention to it? Now, why don't you go down there with your pack?
Anyhow, it wasn't...
Or your swag.
You see a lot of strange things down there.
Danny Laidley. What did you say?
Well, I was saying you see a lot of strange things. I mean, I go for a walk every morning and I live in Martin Street down in... I'm in the poor end of Martin Street in Brighton. And I was at the traffic lights the other day and the cars started to take off from the right and this little Toyota rice burner came past and it had a young fellow in it and he was stark naked, absolutely stark naked.
Really?
This was at 7 a.m. in the morning, yeah.
He'd probably been out in the tiles, mate.
The old man must have come home early or something. I don't
know. Have you
ever
been caught like that, Johnny, younger days?
I was absolutely shocked.
Hang on. Don't.
MichaelChristianMenswear.com. Mick is the proprietor and the sole operator, owner of MichaelChristianMenswear.com. Mick's come in there. He's taken over a microphone. He's brought material in. He's brought cakes in. You're going about to take this over, Mick, aren't you?
No.
What?
Well, I'm more interested.
I love a bit of a giggle.
Don, could we possibly just cover one topic first? You, beside you wanting a suit and all that stuff, what is Danny Laidley? What did you show me? You think
I thought a little bit of...
Has had some work done. Facelift or...
No. Procedure like...
A makeover?
They kind of rub the skin back.
What?
To make it look smooth. It grows again quickly or smoother.
What's it called, Mick?
Circumcision when they rub the skin back.
Circumcision, you... Oh, give us a phone, please. What is that procedure called where you have your face rubbed back and your skin grows and it looks soft and clean?
Like a snake shedding its skin.
Well, yeah, about the same principle.
So what do you reckon Danny's had that done, do you?
Well, just looking at those two photographs, you'd have to say yes.
What? Where did you see Danny Laidley?
Well, it's in this newspaper, which
today.
Is... I'm trying to find the newspaper because there's two photographs.
So when they mentioned Danny Laidley, did they mention who he was?
Victorian police officer. The heading is Victorian police officer charged with sharing Danny Laidley's photos.
So this is my point. Did they mention who he was or else
March
it's not...
March the 8th. It's a fairly old story.
It's not relevant. It's not relevant to mention those people if you don't mention who they were. It's like... It's like the four-star general in the Navy who was appointed by Joe Biden. Her name is Rachel Levine, and she's the first four-star woman admiral in the Navy. And she won Woman of the Year. A magazine made her Woman of the Year, and she's actually a bloke.
Hang on,
Rachel Levine.
Yes, right.
Is the first four-star
general
admiral,
yeah, admiral
appointed by Joe Biden in the Navy, and she won Woman of the Year, and she's actually a bloke. When you look her up, you can't see who she used to be. They don't say, they won't dead name her and say she used to be Frank Levine. Okay. And so it's not relevant to say, it's relevant to have the conversation to say, how can you make a Woman of the Year someone who's not a woman? And that's where it's headed, Don. How about all the women, actual biological women in America? They'd be nice and pissed off that one of them can't win Woman of the Year. It goes to someone who's actually a transgender person who used to be a bloke, and probably still is a bloke. Have you ever thought how skewed and ridiculous all this is getting? So that's all I asked. If you are going to mention these sorts of incidents, it's relevant to say who these people used to be. It's not dead naming them or not being disrespectful. It's just saying, well, this is who we're talking about. It's like Caitlyn Jenner. She doesn't mind being referred to. There's the fact that she used to be Bruce, but now she's Caitlyn. It's not being disrespectful. It's just making it relevant for the conversation's sake. Mick.
You're a bit flustered.
Well,
because... Tongue-tied? You're a little bit overwhelmed? Why? You've got problems?
But I've got problems. I've got plenty of problems, Don.
How's your shoulder?
Shoulder's all right.
Haven't got any strapping?
Yeah, I have. I have got...
Oh, yeah. What have you got the belt around your stomach for?
Because it's holding my ribs together.
Oh, but your ribs are much higher than...
My ribs are up here, Don. That's where
you put on a bit of weight, too.
What?
You put a bit of weight on.
No weight, Don.
Or yes, you have. It's not a good look.
No, because when you have an elastic strap and you pull it tight, it bunches out your skin, numbskull.
You still buying those pre-cooked meals? You're not cooking for yourself, are you?
So let me answer those questions in order, Don. And no, I'm not buying the pre-cooked meals. And
oh, you're not?
Yeah, that was the answer to that first question. And the second question was, what am I...
You cooking for yourself?
No.
Why not?
Well, what does it matter? I can't be bothered. Now, so I haven't put any weight on, Don. So in fact, I've lost weight.
Worries? You got problems?
Well, you just asked me that. I said other than having a crook shoulder and a shirt full of broken ribs and a crook ankle, I'm going great. Unlike your good self, Don. Now, Don, why do you want this? Do you know why we've started this early today? Should hope we're recording.
Where's the watch clock?
We are recording. Oh, no.
What's that?
Oh, no. What is that? What's that cord out there?
I'll go for a one.
Oh, Mick's about to go under the table. Watch out, Don. What is that cord, loose cord? Mick's, I wish I'd get a photograph of this. Mick now, from Mick Christian Menswear, is under the table. Don kicked the cord out last week.
Oh, jeez.
You did last week, and we couldn't hear Ivan. Ivan just told me that the man who runs, doesn't run, he's in a position of pretending he runs Western Australia, that's Mark McGowan, the Premier, having stopped people coming into Western Australia unless they had 800 jabs and triple booster shots. Now he can just freely travel between Western Australia and the rest of the continent. Seriously. What are you doing, Mick, please? I can't concentrate, mate. What are you doing? Now, this is going nowhere at the minute, Don. Now, so the woman is not on Beaconsfield Parade, or you think she is. You're not speaking into the microphone. I'm not mentioning that again. Tell me what you think of this.
It's the headphone thing.
All right, well, don't worry about it. Well, you better worry about it because I tell you who's ringing in. Ian Cook is ringing in. He's got an update. please don't. What are you just sticking it in the back of the machine, Don? Are you?
No. Well, okay.
Tell me this, Mick.
Oh, yes.
There was a woman. Do you think this is? She should be given a medal. This woman. There was a woman clocked. Did you read this? On the Western Highway, Don, doing 251 kilometres an hour. 251 the coppers got her at.
She must have been looking for the airport.
In a Volkswagen, an SS Volkswagen or whatever that is.
No.
Don,
do you 251.
She was clocked, they said, at 251, but that's not the best part.
She drives faster than my wife.
It's just, it's Mick, please. She was clocked at 251 on the Western Highway just near Melton, and she was on the phone. This is what the report was. She should be, Dan, someone should strike a medal for her. That is extraordinary feat. Isn't that, don't you think that's extraordinary?
What would that be in miles per hour?
160
is 100.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? 160 miles an hour?
Sixth, yeah, at least.
Wow. Isn't that the speed they get up to on the in the car, race cars?
No, they get up. What? They get up more than that.
What do they get up to?
They get 300. In kilometres an hour, they get 330.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Were you driving at that speed, 330?
What?
When you were driving in the races, were you up to 330?
Of course I wasn't. That's.
What are you.
Because they're Formula One cars.
Okay, well, what were you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, you do know.
250, I don't know. But that's
well, the same speed as this lady on the...
This is on a racetrack with a proper race car. This is in a Volkswagen. She's doing 251 and she was on the phone. Now, people will say, you shouldn't encourage. I'm not encouraging it. She should be... Someone should strike a medal and give her a medal. That's like if you get a hole in one, they give the golf ball. That is extraordinary, to be on the phone doing 251. Mm. What a star she is. Mick.
Correct.
People say, don't joke about that. Well, we are joking about it.
Can you guys tell me something, please? Petrol, which is all dear to our hearts, or fuel for our cars. Why is it at a place called Costco? You can get it last week, I think, for about $1.42, $1.40. Today or this week it's up to $1.58, $1.60. Yet... at your normal petrol outlets, it's $1.90. Why can Costco cut so... Well, that's 20 cents a litre, isn't it?
This is for 98, Don.
Beg your pardon?
For 98?
No, of course it's not. It's for the lowest grade fuel, yep.
What, the ethanol stuff?
No, well, it's for the...
unleaded.
Yes, unleaded down at the basic unleaded fuel would be... they'd be giving you a discount because they want you to come in and they get it all back on the groceries you buy. That's how...
So it's a loss leader.
That's how Coles and Woolworths do it. Well, you know, you redeem your vouchers and they give you money off the fuel. That's how it works. It's an enticement to come in and use their store rather than buy your provisions at other stores. Isn't that how it works, Mick? You're the entrepreneur amongst us. Now, Don, I want to. You finished with that, Don? I want to know why you want a double vented suit, because you are after this here. We've had to start this early. Not that no one would know we've started this early. You're going to another meeting at the Hawthorne Football Club.
Yes,
I am. You about to be invested as the president?
No.
Well, what do you want a suit for then, in case
I may go to a function. Have you a suit?
Yeah, I gave you two or three of them.
Yeah, but have you a suit?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, well, I would like a navy... I just had an inkling yesterday of a navy blue double-vented suit.
Because you thought that if you have to do official duties when you're the president...
No, got nothing.
Well, are you going to be the president?
No. Not at all.
Just speaking of presidents, speaking of presidents, Don, and Mick, seeing as you're still there... several years ago, two years ago, when we were talking about who would be a replacement for, Gillen.
Oh, yes.
I suggested a woman called Zoe Yankovic. And I notice if you just Google who Zoe Yankovic is, she's an extremely impressive woman. She's
Tell
head
us.
Of, she's head of Shell... Shell Oil, Shell Australasia, and she's just been promoted, and she was on the West Coast Eagles board. And if you are looking for a replacement other than the obvious choice, which would be Eddie Maguire if he wanted the job, there'd be no one more suited to be the head of the AFL than Eddie Maguire. Doesn't matter what opinion.
Well, that's your opinion.
That's
No, that's your opinion.
Well, of course it is, Don. Whose opinion do you think
I'm
giving?
Okay, well, don't just push your own idea.
I'm pushing it. I'm saying if you wanted to, if you just wanted to have the obvious choice would be Eddie Maguire if he wanted to do it. And then if you wanted to tick a few boxes like have a woman or I'm not sure that we're ready for a transgender person, but if the transgender person who was applying to be the CEO of the AFL was the best person for the job, that's why she or he would get the job. Meritocracy, it's called, not the quota system. But Zoe Yankovic would be fantastic, because
talking about appointments,
I don't even know her, but if you read about her, she is a star.
Talking about appointments in Brisbane today, did you know that the Olympic Committee of Australia is meeting, and I wonder whether Gillen's name will come up there as the CEO for the Olympics in a few years' time.
Because they've got to start planning
and appointing. Mm.
Far more important things on the agenda would be what qualifies you to be in the women's competition
in
the Olympics. To be in the female...
Well, no, they're doing that. We talked about that last week.
I know.
Don't they get tested? So XY.
No.
You've got to have XY chromosome.
That's what I said would be a good thing to do. What do you think would be... That would be the main thing on the agenda. And
the main
when
thing?
No,
this is Australia. They're just meeting to discuss the upcoming Olympics in Brisbane. Now, they've got to make appointments. And what I'm saying is Gillen McLachlan is going out. They need a CEO. Would that be his next step?
I don't know. What would he bring
to the
job?
Why don't you ask him when you have your cup of coffee?
I would do that, Don.
Can you ask him? I'm a little bit worried about who's going to administer the Michael Long Trust.
That we had to pay
into. Well, we made a sizeable donation.
Yeah, we $100,000 to the Michael Long Trust.
Yes, and I just wonder how it's being divided.
Yeah, and that someone was going to oversee it.
That's
right.
So who's going
to be for the advancement of Indigenous people? And
well, we don't know, but we'd like to know
who's going to be
administering it in future. Now,
he's
the administrator right now.
Because they pumped their chests up and said, oh, no, that we were in violation for even discussing Nicky Widmer lifting his jumper up, and we were charged with vilification, and so we were fined $100,000, and they said it was going to a charity, the Michael Long Foundation, and someone was going to administer it. Do you reckon that's ever got off the ground?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
It's just a sham.
I just wonder.
They are so dishonest. This is called feigned solemnity by the hierarchy. Christ, they couldn't fall over themselves quick enough just to think, we will do this. Isn't it amazing the people, things they accuse you and people of are the things they're guilty of themselves. They are so shallow. Shallow Hell, they should have made another movie, Shallow Hell 2, and had those people as the stars of it. So what do you reckon Gill would bring to the job?
Do you think
he's administered the game in his tenure of office?
I don't know. He's,
well,
I
do
don't
you?
Know. I don't know. He's a professional administrator.
He's administered, he gets paid for it.
Well, he's headed up the AFL.
Yeah,
so
that's right. I'm asking, do you think he's done a good job just off the top of your head?
Well, it's really hard to gauge because it's a monopoly organisation. They don't pay tax. And, they're
not.
It's
got nothing to do with him.
Well,
but
hang on. In the cut and thrust of things in business, you've got to make a profit as well as survive.
What do you think he's been?
They've got a monopoly.
What do you think his lasting plank or his lasting legacy will be for the AFL? That they moved the grand final to Perth and no one could see it, or they fell over themselves doing what?
Well, it could be the women's
competition. Kowtowing to every dopey cause that's going around? What do you think?
Yeah.
How about tidying the game up for a start? What do you think's happened, Don?
The game is
not what it used to be.
Oh, yes. And whose problem is that?
I think it's society. I think people are justifying their position. They've got to make a mark. And they're very much out of touch.
So I'm asking you genuinely, what do you think Gil McLachlan would bring to the head of the Olympic...
I really don't know. I'm just putting the name out there.
You put it out there a couple of weeks ago because you thought that would be a progressive step for him.
If I
ever have a coffee with him, I could... I'd love to have a coffee with Gil. I'd tell him a few home truths.
Do you think he's talking shit when he rang you up?
Absolute shit.
Mm. Why would you talk shit to somebody?
Because you're either...
I can't handle people talk shit. It's insincere.
But that's right. That is insincerity, Don. But I'm not sure that's a great trait to have when you're head of a company, but... Nevertheless, you might
get a minister retire before this election and just slip into that job because...
Just a minute, Mick, now, where's this come from? A minister.
Well, most ministers retire before the election.
So hang on,
because
Mick.
Because they get a bigger payout.
So don't end up like being like Don and just mentioning things off the top of your head that no one knows what you're talking about. You think an ex-minister, a political party might resign and take over the AFL... CEO-ship.
No, Brisbane. The Olympic Committee. Olympics.
Just slip one in from government somewhere because, you know.
Appointment. Pork-barrelling appointment jobs for the boys. Yeah. What did you have in mind, Mick?
He's just floating the idea.
Quite a few I'd like to get rid of, but that's another story.
Right, so you think the government of the day, Scott ScoMo as opposed to Anal... ScoMo will shift someone out of a political position and swing him into the CEO-ship of the Olympic movement. Do you? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying a minister, not necessarily Anal.
Do you have ScoMo, someone in mind?
No, I didn't have anyone in mind, but it usually comes from out of left field, doesn't it?
This will sound insignificant. I drove along the Westgate Freeway where they're building the tunnel that's been going on. Yep. Like it's 4 years overdue and it's $1 trillion over budget. So, and I noticed the first start of people starting to graffiti the baffles, the sound baffles. And it's a fantastic, that structure looks fantastic. And if the government or the council or who is ever responsible doesn't get onto that right now and either put cameras up or have security firms patrol that place before it gets completely defaced, then they're not doing the right thing by the community. They should be a zero tolerance policy. Grab the people who do it and fine them or their families or make them pay for it being removed or replaced or cleaned, and they should get onto it right now because it's just started. And you'll drive along there and you think, it looks fantastic, those sound baffles, and suddenly there's some graffiti on it and you think, shit, this is just going to, unless someone swoops on that now, and all
is
the money they get from speed cameras.
Is it still fashionable to graffiti?
Fashionable?
Yes.
It's pig's vomit.
I understand. No, you didn't answer my question.
Of course it does.
Things go through cycles. The question I'm asking you, a couple of years ago, it was really fashionable to be a graffiti artist. Is it still fashionable?
You're talking about two different things, Doc. Talking about tagging or graffitiing. Graffiting is, taking over someone's property and in the name of art, painting murals on people's walls.
What's tagging?
Tagging is just putting who you are and saying, oh, I love Cheryl and, Cheryl's a bitch and, all that sort of stuff. It's just, it is graffitiing and tagging are two different things.
Well, I think they're both, they shouldn't be encouraged either, graffiti or tagging.
Who encourages it?
Well, the council in Melbourne does number one by having graffiti in the various alleyways and whatever else, and think it's art.
But they're just ruining
the buildings.
But Don, if the people who own the buildings, whether it be private enterprise or the government, allow people to deface their property, that's fine, and they actually, it's quite an attraction to go up that ACDC lane or whatever the little lanes are. It's an absolute attraction. It is, but as long as it doesn't
Doesn't appeal.
Well, don't walk up the lane, but they...
Well, I don't, but it doesn't appeal.
But that's different from tagging. Tagging is scrawling shit on buildings that you drive along there and suddenly some... And the people who do it are nothing more than bacteria. They're just pig's vomit. Okay. They're brought up. They're ill-bred. They're inbred, most of them. They're pig's vomit, and they are. They're just bacteria, and like any disease or anything that pervades the community, they should be eradicated. And the council, while they getting speed camera fines and parking infringements, and they all fill their coffers up, they should pay security companies to police to scan all the people who might be doing it. And whether that means 24/7 surveillance, that's what they should do, because that's our community.
The more important issue was, and we let it go on the podcast a few years ago, about the lining of a disused quarry in Bacchus Marsh, which they were going to dump the contaminated soil in.
Yes, Don.
That then we came up with first with that, and then there was objection. What are they going to do now with the contaminated soil? Because I haven't heard anything with regard to that soil being dumped. Where is it going to be dumped?
No idea. Someone said they hadn't even started drilling the tunnel yet because they still can't find somewhere to put the soil. We should get someone on from the tunnel project. Did you hear that, Mick?
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
We should get someone on from the tunnel. I'm told that they haven't even started drilling, making the tunnel yet, but that might be completely wrong.
I just noticed.
So if you can't stop people, Mick, if you can't police baffling, stopping people graffitiing the baffles, the sound baffles on the... If you can't get rid of the woman on Beaconsfield Parade from lying across the footpath so that the skaters can't get by, if you can't get her off the footpath, what chance have you got of stopping the graffiti?
Can I ask you two gentlemen a question that came up this morning as I was driving up here? Could you tell me, when you're driving on a freeway, I was coming in past Frankston on that peninsula link. Yeah. Now, I was doing 100 k's an hour. Then for maybe 6 k's, I slowed down to 50. Now, the traffic was banked up, but all congested. Yet after the 10 k's, it then started to flow again.
Yeah.
So there was no accident. No. There was no on-ramp. There was no off-ramp. There were no obstructions whatsoever on the freeway. Why does this phenomenon happen? That you're going at 100 k's, then you slow down for about 6 k's, might be 10 k's, and you crawl along at 50. Then you speed up and there's just nothing on the freeway in front of you. Why does that phenomenon happen?
Mick's got it.
Might have been a funeral, Don.
You idiot.
Well, out in Frankston, they do 50 k's at a funeral, didn't they?
No, I didn't actually. No, he just turned up with some boiled fruitcake and has taken over a microphone.
I just noticed, Sam, you don't wear a watch.
What?
You don't wear a watch.
No, I don't.
No?
Do you selling them down at Christian menswear? What?
No, no, no.
I don't wear a watch. No,
my father never wore a watch.
I never worn a watch ever.
My father never wore a watch. Good. He used to tell the time by his wallet.
By his what?
By his wallet.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a small gag here, Mick. I'm going to go along with it. How can you tell your time by your wallet? Mick's pissing himself in his own material.
He's looking at his wallet and if there's no money left, he'd say, boys, it's time to go home.
Yeah, no, very good, Mick. I knew it probably would be something like that.
Yeah. Now, come on, I've asked a sensible question,
Don,
here.
I know.
It's a phenomenon.
I noticed that too, because sometimes people are uncertain as to which off-ramp or on-ramp they should get on, and they slow down, they got their head up their ass. It happens a lot. I do know what you're talking about, Doc.
But well, why does it happen, though?
But I just told you, because people drive like with their head up their ass because they think, I wonder if I should turn
here. There's got to be something more logical. Is it a bit like that frame where they have those silver balls hanging by a string and they're in a line? You lift one ball on the right-hand side, it swings down.
What name are you talking about?
Have you seen those frames where they have, maybe 10 balls like ball bearings hanging from a frame, and you lift one on the right, you let it swing down on the pendulum, the balls in the centre don't move, yet the vibration goes through and makes the ball at the other end on the left-hand side swing up, yet the others remain stationary.
Now, Don, there is seriously something going on with you.
Nothing. Haven't you seen that? People have them as decorative pieces on their tables at home, coffee tables or whatever.
So you're saying going from 100K to 50 for no reason on a freeway is something akin to people having balls as decorative?
The physics or the rule or the formula, is it the same?
Mick, I'm not often lost for words. How you could extrapolate driving on the freeway from 100 down to 50 and then bang, going back up to 100 again, how you could extrapolate or draw a parallel between having decorative balls swinging backwards and forwards on
your
desk.
They're not decorative. They're plain silver balls. Haven't you seen those decorative things on coffee tables?
I have.
Or pieces of people's sideboards.
I have seen them.
Yep.
I have seen them, Don, yes.
Well, is it the same principle? No, it's a bit beyond you.
That's beyond me, Don. Who could possibly... A psychoanalyst could not possibly work out how you'd say swinging balls on a decorative table would have anything to do with people driving on the freeway and getting on an off-ramp. I think you got me. Where's the doc? Is he on the phone today, the doc?
Maybe he gets the crest of the arse and hang him from the rearview mirror.
What? Give St. Christopher the arse? What do you...
And hang him from the rearview mirror.
What is wrong with you two? Have you eaten any of the Ayatollah's...
Well, I've had some of his fruitcake.
Have you eaten some of the Ayatollah's fruitcake? That's what it is.
I think she's put
the Ayatollah's put some shit in the fruitcake that's made you two go ratty.
I think she uses a bit of that green stuff.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Seriously.
She got the mint confused or whatever.
Now,
when we...
what about this? Now, what about this, Don? This is your thing.
Flick.
You can always slip a bit of...
Flick made the fruitcake.
You can always slip a bit of the old medicinal...
What are you talking about? Flick made the fruitcake. I said, what about this? I'm about to say something. And you said, Flick.
What the... That's my wife's name.
Well, what's he said that for? Mm.
Well, she wrote it on the cake, Flick. She does that.
What the fuck is
what
wrong with you two
it.
People? Mm. So Japanese men now...
Wait. Oh, no.
Japanese men are now marrying, actually getting dressed in tuxedos and going to churches and marrying, wait for this, holograms. It's called fictosexual marriages. They are marrying their idols, whether they be cartoon characters or they're just marrying holograms. Have you seen this? I will get it up. If you think I'm making this up.
No.
You talk about... and they.
I thought it could only happen in America. Is it now happening in Japan?
They dress up in their up in their tuxedos and they go as though they're going to marry a person, man or a woman or a beast, but they're marrying holograms, and the hologram appears and the priest or the padre or the marriage celebrant says, I now pronounce you man and wife or man and partner, and they take the hologram. I'm going to show you this. So it's called fictosexual marriages. Fictosexual. I presume that means fictional. Do you reckon it does, Mick? Do you reckon that does? Now, have you heard of Elon Musk?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Elon Musk has just bought Twitter.
Must be a very wealthy man.
The most wealthy man in the world. That's what he is, the richest man in the world. And he's bought Twitter for $45 billion. And they have jumped up and down, the social elite, the people who don't want their power eroded, because he says, because plenty of people get banned off Twitter under the current regime, if you don't agree politically with them, they ban you from having a voice.
Well, why wouldn't he, instead of buying it, why wouldn't he set up another platform or stage for...
Because it's a ready-made market, Don.
Well, I understand all that, but why would you pay $45 billion from that when you could set up a rival platform?
Because it's a ready-made... It's like setting up a different competition from the AFL. You've got a ready-made competition, so if you want to change it or make it more relevant, you take it over. And he says that he wants just people, no matter what their opinions is, he wants to allow people to have free speech, because if you say things that they don't agree with, they ban you off Twitter. I've been banned off Twitter. Plenty of people have been banned off Twitter because you say things that they don't agree with, and he says that's not free speech. So my point about Elon Musk buying it is they've all gone berserk, the people who don't want free speech, just want their speech to be heard.
Hang on, could I ask you a question? Yes. Where is the head office of Twitter?
In Silicon Valley, I think, in America.
Okay, so
I
how would they know what you say?
Oh,
as you call this a, what do you call it? What do you call Australia? No, what do you call Australia? A dinky something?
Dinky little country at dinky the bottom little of a dinky country, little
and
nation.
You getting on making stupid comments. Why would that have any? Why would that cause a furor in Silicon Valley that they've got to? They've got to ban you. Who monitors this?
Because they have algorithms.
What? Algorithms.
Algorithms are word association. If you mention something, if you mention Donald Trump, immediately it comes up. It spikes interest in the algorithm because they type words into their social platform.
So what did you get banned for?
Calling. I think someone on The View said something about Trump, and I said she's nothing but a manky hoe.
Oh, okay. So that's a bit relevant in America. That name had come up.
Yeah, Joy Behar.
Joy Behar, okay.
So they monitor every single...
How long were you off for?
I don't know.
48 hours?
Oh, yeah, 48
hours.
I've been banned a couple of times. But that's not me.
Don't worry about it.
I don't worry about it because I don't on... Twitter, I mean, not on Twitter, but you know, when you can ban Donald Trump off Twitter, because the ex-president of the United States, when you can ban him off Twitter, you know something's going on. So Elon Musk said, nope, we'll allow anyone with any point of view, whether you like him or not, to come on. So my point about bringing this up is, all the social elites there now say we've got to get rid of fossil fuels and the Green New Deal, and we're phasing out petrol, and we're going to have solar and everything, all this bullshit. So they've all been saying we should drive Tesla cars now because electric cars. And have a guess who makes the electric cars? Elon Musk makes electric cars. He's the head of Tesla. So now they're going to be caught in a very, very invidious position, Don. Do they keep buying cars that Elon Musk makes, the Teslas, to save the planet, or do they cut their nose off to spite their face and don't drive Teslas and just drive petrol-driven cars and therefore add to the pollution that's going on with fossil fuels? They're going to actually shoot themselves in the foot, because they don't want to give Elon Musk any advantage by buying one of his cars, and yet they're so preoccupied with trying to save the planet by not driving fossil-fueled cars. This is where they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, because they're so dishonest.
Who?
The Biden people.
Okay. I saw Biden on YouTube the other night.
Yes.
There's something wrong with
him. No, he said he's got dementia, mate. He's
Do you
just,
think so?
He, of course he has.
What?
If you don't, if you don't
That's bother. Embarrassing, isn't it?
It's embarrassing.
I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, and well, someone should, his wife is...
Why are they made a fool of that man?
Because he's a fool.
But why? It's embarrassing. Why would you put somebody like that?
Put him up against Trump to get rid of Trump. He got rid of Trump because people voted for him, and that's all they wanted him to do. And now he's just
but
a laughing
But surely
stock.
There's a better qualified person no to one. Go up against
well,
Trump.
The vice president. Have you seen the vice president, Kamala Harris?
No, I haven't.
Well, you have a crack at her.
Well, I saw her make a speech when she first appointed, and I thought she was impressive.
She is an absolute cuckoo. She is the most incompetent clown you could ever have in charge of anything. She is absolutely unbelievably stupid. She's got no idea what she's doing. She was just a figurehead. She was put in as the vice president because she was a woman of colour and she was a woman. And Biden said, oh, yes, we're going to have a woman of colour. Don't worry about if she's any good or not. She is an absolute fraud.
They'd
she
have
is
the
a
same
disgrace.
Wouldn't they have the same bureaucrats there for the Republic or Democrats? No matter who's in power, you'd have the same bureaucrats there making the same decisions, though.
They appoint their own.
Oh, in America, do they?
No, well, but just like here, they get rid of them and appoint their own.
Don, can I ask you this?
The public service?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But even here, I mean...
What are you talking about?
Look at our government here.
No, what is the question?
The bureaucrats sit underneath the...
Sit underneath the pollies making the decision. Though the pollies rubber stamp it all.
The houses of the Senate and the House of Representatives political parties either have the House of Representatives or the Senate. They make the laws. The CIA and the FBI and all the other instrumentalities.
Yeah, but there's also
nothing to do
other
with the government.
There's also other bureaucrats who make decisions or work.
But
and
that's right. They're appointed by the incumbent.
I don't know. Geez, there'd be a big turnover. Talking about election, it came to my notice, why is it that in Australia we get conditioned that we're a two-party system? Nothing's given to minority parties. It is Liberal or Labor. We see Albanese and Morrison on the election trail now. We get those two views, which are very, very similar. Yet we do not get any reports on, is it the Green?
The Greens?
Hang on, and there's another party, Clive...
Sex party?
The Clive
Australia
Palmer,
first.
Clive Palmer's party, United Australia.
Yeah.
Why aren't they given as much coverage in the news media as what
it will
Albanese...
Change over time.
Beg your pardon?
It will change over time.
It might change over time.
When does it get... In my time, it's always just been two parties that have been covered.
Country
so we get conditioned
people.
And channelled into thinking Liberal and Labor.
Because they're the only people that have the infrastructure to put anything into law that the others are not equipped to do it.
But we've got an election. Surely we should be informed of what the other parties are offering.
Because...
you haven't got an answer.
I have got an answer. If everyone voted the Greens in, you've got...
No. What I'm saying, it's got nothing to do with voting. All I'm talking about is exposure.
Give them publicity.
Well, expose or give them the platform to talk or put their views forward.
Because they know that it's no point a point. It's no good putting into government the Greens or the Sex Party or the any other parties because they're not equipped to actually run the country. They don't have the infrastructure.
Well, how are the other two parties equipped?
But that's.
Because come on. We've been conditioned to think along these lines. I mean, it's embarrassing. The election so far is embarrassing. Last week it was the incompetence of Albanese with regard to knowing the economic figures. This week Dutton's come out with fortunately China has, taken over or given money to, what's the name of that? Honiara.
What's that, Don?
What's the Pacific Island, Honiara?
Solomon Islands.
Solomon Island. Mm-hmm.
you know, because China's got in there, now they're saying there's going to be the threat of war, or Dutton has said that. I mean, it's a scare tactic.
It's a pretty good scare tactic, isn't it? The Chinese are gradually extending their tentacles.
Okay, but
hang on,
let's look at China's position.
I'm glad you did.
If you've got base, America's got a base in Darwin. It's got bases through the other Pacific islands.
Because what they're allies.
But hang on, we're only talking from our point of view. What about China's point of view?
Well, who cares about China's point of view? They're a communist country. It doesn't matter.
Does that mean a communist is a bad person?
Absolutely.
No, it doesn't. It's a your condition. Well, you are stupid. It's an ideology.
I meant the ideology is bad. We are a free enterprise.
Just let them live their own life. But America is just as bad as what China is by taking their own bases. We've got American bases in Australia.
They don't want to live their own lives, the Chinese. They want to live our lives for us. We don't want the Chinese to live our lives for us.
How do you know?
You'd like a communist regime to take this country over, would you?
No, we get a certain view all the time from the media.
Would you like a communist country to run Australia?
No, I wouldn't.
Right. Well, that's why.
Let them do what they want to do.
No. What? They let them do what they want to do in their country. Why do they want to try and infiltrate our country?
Because they're protecting themselves from
bullshit.
America has got bases right through the Pacific.
To stop the threat of communism.
Why would you be worried about communism?
Well, if America and Canada and Australia and Britain are free enterprise capitalist countries, that's the absolute antithesis of what communist countries are on about. They want to dominate and run the whole thing and have you subservient to everything.
If you look at history, the communism eventually breaks down.
But do you think China's going to break down?
Yes. Russia broke down.
No, I said, do you think China's going to break down?
Yes.
You've got to be joking.
No.
China are on the move with this Belt and Road and Belt and Rail
stuff.
That's
right. And you watch within society. It'll come from within.
It won't come from within. They are tethered to within an inch of their lives. The communist regimes are brutal, Donald.
They may be brutal, but the people will rise. Well,
If you've got 1.5 billion people being tethered and marshalled by the hierarchy, the fascists who run the country, they are on the march.
Why did Russia break down?
Because the Soviet Union broke up.
Right. Why?
Because Gorbachev Reagan asked Gorbachev to bring that wall down, and
that was in East Germany.
Well, that
in
was Germany. Well, Russia ran East Germany.
I understand. Well, they were communism. It was around for about 100 years. With the revolution.
And that's what Putin's trying to do at the minute. He's trying to reclaim of the Soviet Union to shore up power, and that's why he's attacked Ukraine. Why we are extending that war is beyond me. By giving them arms. If you think Putin is going to, this is my opinion, if you think Putin is going to attack Ukraine and then suddenly, because it's a bit hard, going to withdraw, he's going to go on until, and that's going to just go on and on and on, and more people are
going
to die.
It's been going on between Ukraine and Russia, or whatever you like to call it, for centuries.
Yeah, so I'm just
saying,
they're
fighting.
Why is America supplying arms and planes and guns and ammunition to make sure the war keeps going? Because Putin is not going to back down. Or why would he have started it? And in the end, he'll either drop a bomb on them all. Mm. But no one ever thinks of that. They just think.
Mum still looks under the bed for communists every night before she goes to.
The Chinese want to take over everything, Don, and that our heritage is that we don't want that. No one wants that.
What was it? McCarthyism, wasn't it, in America?
Yes.
In the 1950s, they went through the whole of the film industry.
That's right.
Communist
sympathisers. Mm. The Democrats over in America are half socialist communists. That's their push. Now, will we stop this? I'm not sure what we did today. I think the two things we got out of the fact were, Mick, that the woman who drove a 251 on the phone should be given a medal. And
Flick's fruitcake.
Flick's fruitcake has obviously had something in it.
Excuse me, just digressing. Who made the tart?
What?
Who made the
yeah,
tart?
Yeah, no, that was given to me. Who
by?
That was by my agent. Your by agent who went down to check on the woman at 4:30 this morning said she wasn't
there. Well,
who's
the agent?
She's an agent.
I'd change agents because she was
there. No, I wouldn't change agents because that is a very nice tart.
Oh, that's
good. You don't even know her.
I'd like to.
Oh, you mean that tart?
Yes.
Tart. Oh, sorry, Don. I thought you talked. She said she is a very nice tart. She would take offence at that. No, the tart that she made is very nice, Don.
So she is a tart.
No, she made the tart, and she went down and did a reconnaissance. This morning I said, could you go down at 4:30?
4:30. What has she got? Nothing better to do?
No, she's an early riser.
You
I'm
kicked
told.
Her out of bed.
I didn't kick her out of bed. I don't know her like that, Don. I just know her. And she went down and reported.
I'd like to know why she'd make you a tart.
She didn't make me a tart. She made it and said, bring it in. And incidentally, she wanted to know. She says, I keep talking down to you. She said, why don't you give him, Don, a compliment every now and again? And I said, well, look, I'll just do Don, and I'm just saying you're looking very nice today, Don.
There's no sincerity.
No, there's none at all. That's you look right. Like a heap of shit.
What's her now, name?
What?
What's her name? I'll thank her.
No, she doesn't. She's not into being. She's not an Andy Warhol, Don. She doesn't want to be famous for 15 seconds in her life by me mentioning her name.
Oh, we
she
haven't given any shout-outs today either.
No, we haven't given
Graham
any
Howe, shout-outs. I've got to give a shout-out.
We haven't given any
Graham
shout-outs because there's too many of them.
Beg your pardon?
There's too many of them. It's become unwieldy.
Ted from Fingal, I think he lives. Ted came up to me on the weekend and...
Shithead?
No, Ted.
Oh, Ted from Fingal. What is Fingal?
Well, you play golf down at Fingal.
Fingal?
Yes.
I've never heard of Fingal.
Well, it's just where the National is. That's called
Fingal.
Yes, you go through Fingal.
I've never heard of Fingal.
Well, you go through this Boneo, Fingal and Cape Shank.
Right, Mick, you got any other announcements?
Graham Howarth. From Sorrento.
That's it.
He's an avid listener.
We've got Ian Cook is going to ring in
good.
On the next segment. So we're winding
this
up.
Got to bring the bust back with the undies on it because in the shop.
What? Is he on?
We've run out of underwear. We're only down to the small sizes.
We haven't got any more fucking underwear, Mick. I gave you the whole lot and you've got it all. We haven't got any more.
I'll bring the bust back, but yeah. We've got a bit.